You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and I almost forgot, all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure the people are having a great stay, wherever that may be. All right, y'all, you know the vibes. It's a Falcons Friday as we continue to get you ready for Falcons and Chiefs. And you already know you can hear that game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Just to give you a quick rundown of what Sunday's programming will be like, we are going to have the Wade Ford tailgate show. That, I believe, is going to start usually. Obviously, it starts at 9 a.m. with a 1 o'clock Falcons kick. However, and I'm about to double check this now, it is going to start at 4 p.m. It'll go from 4 to 6 with the Atlanta Falcons pregame show starting up at 6 o'clock with Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson. They'll take you all the way up until 8 o'clock, and then you'll hear the voices of Wes Durham and Dave Archer, and they'll bring you all the Falcons and Chiefs action. And then from that point on, you'll have, after the game, you'll obviously have the Atlanta Falcons post-game show, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network post-game show with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson again. And then the Falcons fly over Rob Tribble. He'll be on with you from whenever the Atlanta Falcons post-game show ends all the way up until 2 a.m. So you have a full night, a full evening of Atlanta Falcons football coverage. And then, by the way, I do need to let you know, Sam and Greg will be on with the Falcons, not starting until later. Sam and Greg will be on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Steak Shapiro is going to be joined by somebody. It's a surprise. Can't tell you. But Steak Shapiro will be joined by a special somebody from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then Carl Dukes and Mike Bell with a special edition of Dukes and Bell from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then, like I said, you have the Wait For It tailgate show 4 to 6. Falcons Radio Network pregame show 6 to 8. And then, obviously, the game from 8 until, you know, around 11:30. And then the Falcons Radio Network postgame show for 2 hours after the conclusion of the game. And then the Falcons flyover from the end of the postgame show until 2 a.m. So that is your full programming for Sunday. In case you were wondering how the late start affected the programming schedule, there you have it right there. Okay. Speaking of Falcons and Chiefs, let's talk about it. Let's break it down. Let's dissect it a little bit more, shall we? Because this is going to be a very, very interesting matchup. I personally think this is going to be a low-scoring affair. I do not think it's going to be very high-scoring. I don't think there will be too many chunk plays out of this. There will be some, of course. You know how Patrick Mahomes get down, and then the Falcons will get themselves a few. But I just feel like from what I've seen from this Falcons defense thus far, being able to somewhat reel in mobile quarterbacks, and I know Jalen Hurts, he rushed for, what, 85 yards. Justin Fields, he rushed for over 50 yards, 60 yards, whatever it may have been. But Patrick Mahomes doesn't look to necessarily run the ball. He looks to extend plays. There is a difference. And I think the Falcons, after dealing with mobile quarterbacks in Justin Fields and Jalen Hurts, I think they will have a better idea of how to handle Patrick Mahomes. Now, Patrick Mahomes, obviously, easier said than done. He is still very much elusive, like a Justin Fields and a Jalen Hurts. But I think they, after, again, 2 weeks of handling mobile quarterbacks, I think they will have it figured out a little bit more. I think they will be adjusted to it a little bit more. And, again, with Patrick Mahomes not necessarily being one to take off and run, but wanting to extend plays more, I think that actually helps the Falcons a little bit, in my opinion, because he's not just going to take off and run when he maybe sees the opportunity. Now, he will run a little bit, but I do think you don't have to worry about Mahomes as much as, you know, killing you with, you know, yardage and running, using his legs to get a first down. He's going to try and throw the ball, extend the play, and get away from the rush just to throw the ball, and I think that'll actually help the Falcons in a way. But, again, we will see, and we're gonna see just how the Falcons have adjusted to going up against two mobile quarterbacks, but I do think they will adjust some. Now, I am wondering, and I am nervous about the speed that the Chiefs do have, because they obviously got Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and I do worry a little bit about the speed. Now, you do have two very good safeties, two all-pro caliber safeties, two Pro Bowl caliber safeties, obviously in Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons. So that does make me feel a little bit better, but speed kills. And the Chiefs do have some speed in Rice and Worthy. So I do worry about them. And We actually do have, and we didn't get to it yesterday, we do have Raheem Morris talking about the how to handle the speed of Kansas City and handle the speed of guys like Xavier Worthy. And I'll let you hear from Raheem Morris talking about that in just a minute. But continuing on with that, I do wonder how they decide to play that. Talking about the Falcons defensively, if they kind of bracket guys like Worthy and just don't let him get over the top, or if they have, you know, Jesse Bates or Justin Simmons. Yeah, I don't know, maybe they have one shaded towards one side and one shaded towards the other as far as not letting Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy get over the top. But I do wonder how they're going to deal with that speed. And as a matter of fact, let's hear Raheem Morris talk about how they plan to deal with the speed of Kansas City and deal with the speed of guys like Xavier Worthy and company. Here's head coach Raheem Morris.
Everybody's really fast, right? And it's hard to say that it changes their stress level. Are you aware of it? Without a doubt. You know, was I a big fan of it, watching it with Texas and Sark? Yeah, for sure. So got a chance to see it for a while. You understand what it presents and what the threats are. But at the same time, you just got to go out there and you got to prepare for it all. I don't know if it changes the level of stress. I think it just changes some of the approach and some of the things that you want to do.
So you hear Raheem Morris saying, you know, it definitely is a concern, and, you know, it changes the approach a little bit, I believe he said it, but it doesn't change your overall philosophy and the things that you want to do. And I agree with this. You're not going to let those guys completely change your game plan or completely change, you know, what you are at your core defensively. But you change your approach a little bit, and, you know, maybe you tweak the game plan just a little bit because, you know, you do cater a game plan to obviously every single team. That's why they call it a game plan. But it will be interesting to see how they handle that speed and how they adjust to that and how they do their best to limit trying to get beat over the top. So as far as the Chiefs offense goes, you know, obviously you got to worry about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and their connection. You can't let, you know, that guy beat you, and he's going to be ready to come out and have a big game, especially after a very slow start to his season. Travis Kelce, I'm talking about specifically, and he's even come out and talked about, you know, how it's been hard for him to handle being mediocre the first two games of the season. So I believe Travis Kelce is going to be coming out looking for vengeance, and I believe Patrick Mahomes, you know, they're good buddies. They've been playing for a long time now. He knows about Travis Kelce not getting off to the start he would want to get off to. He knows that Travis is going to want to have a big game. He hears all that noise just as much as Travis hears all the noise and has addressed the noise. So I think Patrick Mahomes might be looking for Travis Kelce early and often, so Falcons definitely have to be ready for that. But as far as defensively goes, I'm worried about it, but I'm not super. I'm more worried about Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice beating the Falcons defense over the top more than I'm worried about Travis Kelce at this point. Because Travis Kelce, obviously, he doesn't necessarily have the speed that he used to. So I think a linebacker like Caden Ellis can definitely keep up with him. A linebacker like Troy Anderson can definitely keep up with the Travis Kelce at this point in his career. So I'm not too worried about the Travis Kelce matchup. Not more than, you know, I think we should be. I mean, again, you definitely have to know where he's at on the field at all times. But as long as you identify him, I don't think he'll be too much of a pain in the Atlanta Falcons side. But I am very, very much concerned when it comes to the Chiefs offense about Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy beating the Falcons defense over the top. The running game, even though the Falcons have struggled stopping the run in these first 2 weeks, with no Isaiah Pacheco, I need to see Carson Steele. I don't even know if Kareem Hunt will be active, but they did just recently sign Kareem Hunt to the practice squad. But I need to see those guys perform before I can say I'm overly worried about them. So I think the Falcons defense, like we talked about yesterday, the Falcons run defense specifically should take a nice jump up and should have substantial improvement from these last 2 weeks to this week. So we'll see what happens. But offensively, the number one thing I'm worried about is Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy not beating the Falcons defense over the top. Second thing I'd be worried about is obviously the Mahomes and Kelce connection, but again, not overly worried about that. And the last thing I'm worried about as far as the Chiefs offense is their running game. No shade, just truth, but not having Pacheco changes things a lot for me. And obviously you always worry about Patrick Mahomes being able to extend plays with his legs, and you got to make sure you keep your edge integrity, keep your gap integrity, all those things. But when it comes to the Chiefs defense, let's let you hear Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, talk about the Chiefs defense and what he's seen thus far from the Chiefs defense and his concerns and maybe what some things are that the Falcons may be able to exploit offensively against the Chiefs defense. Here's Big Kirk.
They got some great players up front, certainly headlined by Chris Jones, and got to know where he is. So, you know, you keep waiting for really good players to, as they get older, to fall off. And you kind of cross your fingers. Maybe this guy will fall off. Maybe this guy will fall off. Maybe this is the year where he, you know. But that's not the case with Chris Jones. He's still at the peak. So, be a good challenge, good opportunity for us.
Yeah. Number one thing for the Falcons offensively, do not let Chris Jones eat at Mercedes-Benz Stadium like TJ Watt ate at Mercedes-Benz Stadium week one. Point blank, period. I think it should be easier to contain Chris Jones. I was talking about this yesterday. I think it should be easier to contain Chris Jones a little bit more than it was than it was to contain TJ Watt, because again, TJ Watt more so on the edge, Chris Jones more so on the interior. So I think you'll have more of an opportunity to double team Chris Jones. And, you know, you tried using Kyle Pitts to chip and help out Caleb McGarry, but I think honestly it maybe hurt more than it helped. But I don't think that'll be the case for Chris Jones. I think they'll double team him, and they'll be able to double team him on the interior, and they won't let him be as much of a problem as TJ Watt was. So for me, that's the number one thing. They obviously have a lot. I mean, they have some good linebackers, and, you know, they have other good pieces on that interior and that front other than Chris Jones. But Chris Jones, the main problem. You can neutralize him and take him away. I feel good about the Falcons' chances to be able to win this game. All right, when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, let's talk about the Atlanta Braves. How about the offense exploding? The Braves making a little history last night as well. Yesterday, I should say. They had a day game. But we'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes? day for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hotel workers, hospitality workers out there making sure the people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. How about the Bravos? They get another big win, and they win the series against the Cincinnati Reds after an absolute offensive explosion yesterday on their getaway day in Cincinnati. Final score, 15-3. They just absolutely mollywopped the Cincinnati Reds. And the Braves, they hit six home runs yesterday. And the Braves became the first team in Major League history to hit four three-run homers in a game. That's according to Elias Sports. But yet, still remain two games behind for the final NL wildcard spot. The Mets beat the Phillies yesterday 10-6. A lot of high-scoring games in the league yesterday. But getting back to the Braves, a very nice day for them, a day that has to make them feel good. You hit six home runs total, four of them being three-run home runs, and Chris Sale got his major league leading 18th win of the season as he continues to just dominate the competition. So now he leads the MLB in wins with 18. He's 18-3 on the year. He also leads the majors in ERA at 2.38 and strikeouts with 225. Give this man the Cy Young and give it to him now. He ain't doing nothing to lose it. Go ahead and hand it over. But Chris Sale goes five innings, allowing two runs, five hits, two walks, striking out six. It was his 18th consecutive game in which he allowed two runs or fewer. Man, just putting in work, Chris Sale has been all season long. And look, for the Braves, I know part of me thinks like, man, could we save these runs on a day where you don't have Chris Sale going and you don't need all these runs? Can we save them for another day where maybe, no shade, just truth, but when Charlie Morton isn't having his best day, or you got to have a bullpen game or something? But look, for the Braves, I can see their mindset being, look, we know we don't got to score a whole bunch of runs. They're just going out there playing free, and that's when you end up scoring a bunch of runs. And maybe that's how it's going for the Braves. But either way it goes, I like it. I love the fact that this offense hopefully is starting to get into a groove. Marcell Ozuna got himself another RBI yesterday. Matt Olson, two home runs yesterday. Michael Harris, I believe, hit two. Ramon Laureano hit a three-run shot. We'll go over all the homers in just a second. But if, again, this lineup can get hot, and you're getting Ozzie Albies back tonight in Miami, 7:10 first pitch, by the way, Charlie Morton. Speaking of Charlie Morton, it's going to be Charlie Morton on the bump for the Braves. And for the Marlins, I'll tell you who that's going to be in just a second. It's going to be Valente Belozo. Hopefully I said that right. But going back to yesterday, hopefully yesterday and even the day before where they put up seven runs, hopefully these last two games are a ramp that the Braves are going up and building upon that will help them be hot and stay hot going into the postseason. Now, you got to make the postseason first, and really, hopefully this, talking about a ramp and building up towards something, hopefully this is, and these past two games have been building blocks towards beating up on the Mets, because ultimately that is what is going to get you in the postseason, beating up on the Mets and hopefully sweeping the Mets. Because right now you're two games back, you sweep the Mets, you're a game up in for that first wildcard spot. So that's what you really need to be hot for, because without, it doesn't matter if you don't make the postseason, no matter if the bats are hot or not. So hopefully this is leading up to the Braves having a big series against the Mets, because it's been the Braves' MO all year. If they can score runs, they got the pitching to beat anybody. Chris Sale showed you that yesterday, and he showed you that all season long. Renato Lopez should be back for maybe the final four games of the season, so I don't know if he would pitch in that Mets series, but he could pitch against the Royals, which are a good team, and you'll definitely still need wins against the Royals. So if you can score runs, you can compete with anybody in this league, point blank, period. That's how good this Braves pitching staff is. And if this Braves offense can put up the runs they need to, then you could be cooking with gas. And we probably won't see Austin Riley until the postseason, if the Braves make the postseason. So if you can get, again, if you can keep Matt Olson hot, again, just hit two home runs last night. If you can keep Marcell Ozuna hot, just hit a home run in the second-to-last game against the Reds. And he had an RBI yesterday. If you can keep Money Mike hot, believe he had two home runs yesterday. If Ozzie can come back and he can get going. If you can maybe get a couple of guys at the bottom of this order, like a Ramon Laureano, you can get Jorge Soler going, who also hit a home run yesterday. You can have the heart of the lineup going with Olsen, Ozuna, Money Mike, Travis d'Arnaud. If you can get the heart of the order going, along with guys like Soler, Laureano, maybe even a Jared Kelnick when he gets in there. If you can get guys like that going, then you can make something shake in the postseason. But again, you got to make the postseason first, and that is the tricky part here. And look, you're going to be able to control that because you got three coming up with the Mets starting on Tuesday, and hopefully they can take all three and get back up in the postseason picture, because right now, again, you're on the outside looking in. But as far as everybody that hit homers yesterday, Money Mike did hit two. Soler hit one. Matt Olson hit two. Laureano hit one. So balls were flying all over the yard. Braves finished the game with 18 hits and, like I said, 15 runs. So they were just going to town. They scored a run in the second, three in the third, four in the fifth, three in the sixth, one in the eighth, and three more in the ninth. So, fun day for the Braves, and a good win, a much-needed win, and a much-needed series win for the Braves, taking down the Cincinnati Reds. And look, now, before you get to the New York Mets, you got to take care of business against the Miami Marlins. Marlins, they are 56-97, and they're eliminated from postseason contention. Don't let them play spoiler. Don't let them, just because their season is over, don't let them spoil your season. Go out there, handle business, keep up this good momentum. Hopefully the bats stay hot. They've scored 22 runs over the last two games. Keep that same energy for these next three in Miami, and then come back and beat up on the Mets. Because if you can at least take two out of three against Miami, you got to figure the Phillies are going to beat the Mets at some point, but I guess the Mets are so stinking hot that they're not planning on losing either, because they've won. Well, this was only the first game against the Phillies. I think they were off the night before. But anywho, you have to hope and maybe think that you're going to get some sort of help from the Phillies, whether it be tonight or Saturday night. So you got to take care of business against Miami. Now, again, as long as you win and you take care of business, doesn't matter necessarily what the Mets do, because you're going to have your own shot at the Mets, again, starting on Tuesday. But for that to matter, you got to take care of business against the Marlins. Do not go up in Miami and lay an egg. Do not go up in Miami and have any stinkers. Keep the bats hot. Hopefully you didn't use up all your runs yesterday, and you can manage 15 more. Nah, you don't even need to score 15. I'm joking when you say that. But hopefully you can manage some more runs for these next three games in Miami, and then have some good momentum going into that Mets series. You have Ozzie back, and he'll be hopefully shaking off the rust at least a little bit. Hopefully he can contribute, and hopefully you can find your way into this postseason and maybe make something happen. But lot to handle before we get there. All right. When we come back, you know what time it is. You know the vibes. It's a Friday. And it's not only a Friday, but it's a Falcons Friday. So we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. On Grillin' Dylan. But you know what goes down on a Falcons Friday. I want your Falcons score prediction. Who do you got? Falcons, Chiefs. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what your score prediction is going to be, and we can talk about whatever you like as well. The number is 404-726-0929. That's the number I want you to call, 404-726-0929. Grillin' Dylan is next. We can talk about whatever you want, along with your Falcons score prediction and Falcons thoughts. That's what's coming up 5 minutes from now, right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hotel workers, hospitality workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. You know what time it is. Anything you want to talk about, plus a Falcons score prediction. That's how we get down on a Falcons Friday, and that's how we get down on Grillin' Dillon. .404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. But with a twist, it is a Falcons Friday. Falcons at home. Sunday night football hosting the two-time Super Bowl champion Chiefs. What are your thoughts? What's the score prediction? I need that too, along with whatever else you want to talk about. Let's go ahead and get it going. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines again. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's first head out to Keegan. Keegan, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you. What you got, brother?
What's going on, Dylan?
What's going on, man?
I'm going to run through this real quick.
All right.
So, first of all, I know you got a long list of people you shout out first thing in the morning, but us brothers and sisters in the local 613, could use blue collar workers, could use a little shout out.
I got
you. Know what I'm saying?
It ain't nothing to it, but to add it to the list, Keegan, ain't nothing to it, but add it to the list. I got you.
All right, so I'm not super impressed with the Falcons. The Eagles are 2-7 through their last nine. They haven't really shown that they rebounded from the end of last year.
Right.
I got us losing 35-21 to the Chiefs, man.
Woo! 35-21. Man, I appreciate the phone call, Keegan. And man, 35-21, that's us giving up a lot of points to the Chiefs. I'm not even mad that, you know, you got the Chiefs beating the Falcons, because honestly, it's very likely that could happen. Now, you know, I can't personally. I mean, I could. And if the Falcons were looking really bad, I would pick against the Falcons. I won't do that this week. But, however, I'm not mad at you, Keegan, for picking against the Falcons. Like I said, it does concern me that Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice got a lot of speed, and they'll both be on the outside. Now, I do think the Falcons will be able to limit that. And, again, whether they have Jesse shaded to one side and Justin Simmons shaded to the other to help out A.J. Terrell and Mike Hughes or whoever else may be, we'll see. But I think the Falcons' defense, at least so far, has proven that they're good enough to not give up 35. Now, they almost gave up 28 to the Eagles, so they could definitely give up 28 to the Chiefs, I feel like. But I think the Falcons' defense – I don't think the Falcons' defense gives up more than 30. I think 30 is the max the Chiefs will put up on the Falcons. But we'll see. He says 35-21. I'll give you my score prediction at the very end of the segment before we hand things off to the morning shift. So Keegan says 35-21. What do you think? 404-726-0929. Let's head out next to McDonough, where I got my official, unofficial co-host of the show, Randy. He wants to get in on the game. Randy, what's going on, brother? How you feeling this morning?
What's good, bro?
What's good with you, Randy? How you feeling, big dog?
Hey, man, listen. I'm good, man. It's been a long time. I ain't talked to you in a minute, man.
I know. It's been a minute.
But, hey, look, that game last week against the Eagles, man. Hey, look, I don't know. I always thought we was going to pull it out. I ain't care how it looked.
Facts.
I just knew we was going to pull it out. But, false. But the Chiefs.
I just caught what you said there.
You fool, man. It's tough, man.
Yeah.
They ain't going to have Pacheco. So I really feel like they're going to be one-dimensional, man. But I definitely got us pulling it out. Say it's going to be 21-24 Atlanta.
I like that.
On a late kick. Late kick from
late kick
Justin
from
Simmons, right?
Oh, they picked from Justin. Okay, I see.
Yeah, still in the game, man. That's what I feel, man. He's going to finally do something like that for us, man. That's all I got, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother, man. Be easy, Randy. Have a great weekend. He says 24-21. I like it. I really like that. Late pick from Justin Simmons, and that'll be fitting. You know, Jesse Bates got the late pick last week to seal the game. Justin Simmons can get one to seal this game. I'd be all right with that. That'd be all right with me. But yeah, I think 24-21, that's more the realm I'm feeling like we'll be in. Because again, I think this Falcons defense just, they get the stops they need to. They've proven to be clutch so far. So until I'm proven otherwise, I'm going to keep them being clutch and holding teams around 20 points per game. They're giving up around 19 right now through the first 2 weeks after giving up 18 to the Steelers and 21 to the Eagles. So I'm feeling that. I like that. I like that from Randy. All right. Let's close it out with Bo, who's in Lithonia. Bo, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you. How you feeling, brother?
What's up with you doing?
Not much, man. How you feeling, brother?
I'm doing wonderful. God be praised.
Yes, sir.
I
amen.
I just want to say that that ominous call, lack of call on that time clock by the coach, Sirianni.
Yeah.
Is what got us that win. You know,
hard to disagree with that. I said it's hard to disagree with that. You're right about that. I mean, even if they don't get it on fourth down, if they run the ball twice, our time looks a lot different.
Exactly. My second point I want to make, I think Pitts is a bust. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's my only – I'm just saying what a lot of my friends are thinking.
Yeah, you know, I got you, yeah.
You know, because even though he was productive in his first year with Ryan, I don't see him producing. Even though he did some good blocking last week, I just don't think he doesn't work hard to get open like most tight ends. I think he's a glorified wide receiver. You know, he might be big, but he's also fast. I think they need to use him in a different capacity. Also, I want to interject this.
Yeah.
I always listen to you about calling my school bus drivers out now, and you ain't calling them out.
I missed the school bus. I said them yesterday. I missed them today. That's my bad, man. I knew I'm always missing one, but yeah, I missed the school bus drivers today. That's on me, Bo. That's on me, brother.
Yeah, I've been telling my kids about it. Well, can we talk to them? I said, no, Dylan's off the air. We already on the way to school. I ain't no way in the world. They want to give you a shout out.
Hey,
you know?
Shout out to the kids, man. Shout out to the kids. Shout out to the most precious cargo out there. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Hey, I holler. You have a great day,
bro. All right. Have a great day, Bo. Have a great weekend as well, brother. I appreciate it. Real quick, I don't think Kyle Pitts is a bust. I think there's still a lot of new. I think they're still trying to figure out this offense, and I think he's still trying to work his way into it, and Kirk is still trying to build that relationship with him. So I'm not ready to say he's a bust yet. Now, my next thing, final thing, score prediction. I really like 24-21 that Randy gave. I'm going to say Falcons go I'm going to say 23-20 Falcons, and we get a late kick. Instead of a pick, a late kick from Younghoe Koo. That's what I'm thinking. You can tweet me your thoughts at @_DylanMatthews on all social media platforms. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. When we come back, we're going to hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio, 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.